Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with the newly announced football coach, Mount Vernon High School, Mr. Justin Fisher, 3-year assistant coach here, and prior to this, a 8-year coach at North Vermilion around Terre Haute?
Yeah, that's correct, and 15 years total on assistant coaches of football.
Fantastic, fantastic. You're inheriting a program that for a while was not real successful. Corey Brunson revived it.
Sure.
Lucas Messmer got a record with the most wins in school history, and now you're taking over, and he was extremely popular. What's going to be your first mission right out of the gate?
Well, I think the work starts in order to be successful in August. It has to start right now. So there's some things that are already happening with how we've restructured some of the weight room, things like that. Mm-hmm. I would say just trying to focus on the things that are necessary to allow us to be successful. I don't believe games are necessarily won in August. They're won in the winter. They're won in the up lead before that. So be myself, who I've always been, which is focused on treating kids the right way, building positive relationships with them. And then I would say an emphasis for us is going to be don't necessarily talk about winning. Focus on the things that's necessary to be successful.
Absolutely. Start from the ground up. I talked with Coach Messmer, and I always said football games, as you said, aren't won from August to November. They're won from December to July. And that sounds like what you're going to be doing. And do you have plans? I don't know nowadays. Do you run a 7-on-7 camp in the summer? Or
yeah, there'll be a lot of that work in the summertime. Actually, we do have a spring football or limited contact time period that starts in April and goes to May for 6 weeks. So the idea right now is to get on the same page as staff, get the coaching staff motivated to go out and learn things now between January and April. When we get to April, have a plan in place, get rolling, get better, start doing the things that are necessary to be successful.
You've got a huge advantage over your two previous coaches because you've been a part of the program.
Sure.
You know the players. I mean, there was a group of them in here that happened to be the basketball team, but they, you know, and they were all rallying around you. That's a good sign. You know, you don't want dissension among the ranks. And it looks like you've got a good rapport with those guys already. That's terrific. Great start.
Absolutely. It just goes back to, I think kids age between of 15 and 18, they want their coaches to hold them accountable, but also treat them with some dignity and with respect. So my thing has always been, when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, let them know. Mm-hmm. Do that the correct way. But also have a positive relationship with people. And if you treat people the right way and do it in the right fashion, then they'll give that back to you. So,
sounds like you are a very direct communicator, and that's what kids need. When they walk away from you, they know exactly what you expect from them, and then they'll go out and do it. And that's a great thing. And the wonderful thing is with youth, their bodies will do what they tell them to do. You know, as old people, it doesn't work that way. But you look like you got a really good rapport with those kids. That's one thing they've done. Mount Vernon kids, football, basketball, it doesn't matter. From the opening gun, they're going to give everything they've got until the very end. And that comes from coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, at the end of the day, you lay out the expectations, what they are, make them known from the get-go. When people aren't meeting those expectations, you have honest conversations with them about that. What needs to change, do it in the right way. And usually if you give people clear expectations, then it's going to eliminate a lot of the stuff that could go wrong in the first place. When problems do come up, honest communication, but in a way that's also done the correct way. And so, like I said, I think kids want a coach, not only head coach, but coaches to hold them accountable, but also they have to know that you care about them and have their best interest at heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, is there anything that you want to tell the Mount Vernon faithful that I haven't asked you about? Because
Well, at the end of the day, my goal is to have a football program, not me solely, our goal, me and the rest of the coaches, is to have a program that the community can be proud of. So how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you do that is you have clear expectations, hold the kids accountable, you build positive relationships, and then hopefully by focusing on the things that are necessary to be successful, we can have a lot of success on the field too.
Absolutely. And I remember, and I've mentioned this on the air several times, the preseason game against South Spencer a couple seasons ago, there were more people in the stands here in Mount Vernon on a scripted scrimmage than most Evansville teams would have on a rivalry night game.
Sure.
That is fantastic. So the support is here, and if you treat the kids like you've talked about and get a good product and put it on the field, and you've got a lot of good big uglies coming back for next year, that's a good start.
It is. One of the things you had to evaluate when thinking about whether you want to do this or apply for the job, if the necessary things are in place to be successful.
Yep.
There's good assistant coaches. There's support here at the school from administration. The community supports it. We were 8-2 last year. I think you saw how much it meant to people.
Oh, yeah.
So my goal is to, once again, is the first and foremost it has to be to produce help our kids become better people, and then have a program that everybody can be proud of in the community.
That is excellent, and the things that they learn, that students, athletes learn through athletics, makes them become good community members later on, makes them good employees, makes them just, and those are things that coaches Brunson, Messmer, Newcomb, they've all taught, and it sounds like you're in the same lockstep.
At the end of the day, this is high school football. Yeah. The absolute number one priority should be creating an experience that can make our kids better people. If that's not the priority, then the priorities need to be reevaluated.
Exactly. Well, I'm just glad you're coming aboard. This is a pleasant surprise, and I know everybody in the Mount Vernon community has been enthused about that, because when I heard about this coming up,
sure,
it was all I could do to not ask questions who it was, but everybody just said, it's a great hire, you're going to like it.
Sure.
And that's all about you.
Well, I hope so. And right now my popularity's never been higher, because I'm undefeated at this point. So
that's exactly right. Well, you keep up the good work, and
thank
we'll
you.
See you down the road.
Thank you.